Now, remember a time when you were in a corn maze? Maybe you took the kids, or maybe you were a kid. Did that corn maze have a theme, a design? Angie Trinan of Trinan Farm in Lodi has spent nearly two decades creating corn mazes. 3 years ago, she did a trilobite, you know, one of those extinct marine arthropods, also known as Wisconsin's state fossil. And this year, the UW-Madison graduate with a degree in zoology has another similar theme for her maze. Angie Trinan is on the line with us now to talk about it. Angie, welcome back to Central Time.
Well, it's great to be here. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, well, we've had you on the Ideas Network several times to talk about your family's farm corn mazes. What is it about the corn maze that keeps capturing people's interest and provides entertainment year after year?
Well, we like to be keep interested and, you know, keep our enthusiasm fresh as well. So every year we go through a process of like, well, what's it going to be this year? What's going to, you know, to either take it up a level, or actually most importantly, it's like, what can we talk to people about that will engage people and, you know, make them curious, and that both myself, my husband, and our staff can talk about in a really enthusiastic way. So that's kind of how we start as far as we're thinking about what the maze is going to be each year. It's, you know, we want to have fun also.
And now that corn has really grown in, we can't keep people in suspense much longer. What design did you choose this year?
Well, so this year the maze is a water bear. And a water bear is a very tiny creature that I had never heard about until about 5 years ago, when I went to a UW Institute for Discovery family, like, science day with my kids. And there were all kinds of booths, all kinds of things that UW students and you know, researchers were showing. I could not get over the fact that I had gone my entire life and never heard of water bears, because they are so adorable, for one thing, that if you look at them, especially under the scanning electron micrograph, I mean, they're about a half a millimeter long. So they're pretty tiny. They're not completely microscopic. I mean, you could see one a little bit with your naked eye, maybe moving a little, but, they look just like an adorable bear crossed with kind of a caterpillary kind of eight-legged situation with these tiny little claws. And, but they are so tough. These little guys can just, they can handle really high temperatures. They can handle really low temperatures, like freezing. I've been reading stories about how they can be like dehydrated for 100 years. And then when they're rehydrated, they come back to life. There's actually been water bears experiments. They've been taken out into the vacuum of outer space and then exposed to that for a few days and then brought back to Earth, and they're okay. They're fine. So they are just weirdly adorable, like incredibly tough and just strange. And I, like I said, I'm just fascinated by them. I can't believe I haven't like heard about them or hadn't heard about them. I thought I knew everything there was to know about animals, and I was completely wrong.
You know, okay, I get what you're saying with the cuteness factor, because they have multiple legs and they look kind of, even though they're really tiny, they look maybe a little bit chubby, is how we could call it.
Yeah, they
but
do.
They have this almost raspy. And when you look at your corn maze from the sky, you manage to get that kind of clock turn style thing on the front of its face.
Yeah, it's so weird. I'm honestly not sure what that little thing on their face is for, but it's so cute. They're just very funny looking.
It's just such a strange little mouth that it's got there. It's usually, you know, this teeny tiny creature. It covers 15 acres. Is that right?
That's right. That is correct. That's just short of 15 football fields of corn. And there's 5 to 6 miles of trails that are in there. They're creating the water bear, and then like designs all around it. So, yeah, it's a pretty big water bear, a lot bigger than a real water bear. That's for sure.
Just a bit, just by a bit. When you know, now we get to experience the corn maze in all its glory, as the corn is taller than we are in a lot of places. When did you have to make the final decision and put everything in the ground?
Yeah, so generally on the day my husband plants the corn maze, which is usually at the very end of May or the very beginning of June, that's literally the day I'm like, okay, I got to get this design done. I have to decide what it's going to be. I just need that pressure. So about 10 days after he plants it, he wants the design. And so then I have to go through the process of like, what's it going to be? And then I have to have a finished design product for him, basically the printed out design, so that he and the crew can go in and cut it into the field, starting when the corn is just a few inches tall. So that's a pretty kind of tight window. So usually they cut the maize into the field about the third week in June is what it typically comes out to, because they have to get it cut in while they can still see the rows. And so it has to be less than a foot tall. So that's kind of a condensed process there in the beginning, middle of June.
What do you want us to think about if we're having fun in this corn maze or another one? What do you want us to take away from the idea that the tardigrade, the water bear, is really highlighted here?
Well, I picked a water bear because I, like many people, I was really stressed and, you know, nervous and kind of anxious, especially in May when I was designing the maze. And I was like, what is the message that we need? You know, what's something that brings people together that we can all, a message we can all get behind? To me, the water bear represents resilience. The water bear doesn't necessarily like to be in really tough environments, but it survives in them. And I just, you know, 2020, it's kind of tough. It's kind of a tough year. And I have officially decreed that the water bear is the mascot of 2020. And we'll think about the little tardigrade, the little adorable creature that can handle almost anything that nature's going to throw at it. And
you heard it here first from Angie. Angie, thanks so much for your time.
Right. Thanks a lot.
Angie Trinan and her husband own Trinan Farm in Lodi. And we've been talking about corn mazes.